congratulations to the comrades here in the North East for what has been a really good event today. When we talk about racism, dividing the working class, dividing white and black, I mean, racism as well is used by the ruling class for something else as well. It's used by the ruling class to justify what it's doing in other countries. Annie has spoken a little bit about it. But what happened in Manchester and Liverpool in April this year really shows how the ruling class used racism to justify its murderous adventures in countries like Pakistan and Afghanistan. At the moment, in Afghanistan, Britain and the US are engaged in a bloody war of occupation. A bloody war of occupation that has now spread into Pakistan. The British government has to justify one way or another what is going on in Pakistan. The fact that millions of people, in fact, are being made into refugees in Pakistan at the moment. The fact that ordinary civilians' houses are being bombed and blown up by drones, by bombs sent over from Afghanistan by the US Army, by the US government, backed up by Britain. One way of justifying this is to brand Pakistanis in this country as terrorists, as supporters of Bin Laden. And that's what the British government attempted to do in Manchester and Liverpool in April this year. They raided homes in broad daylight. Armed police officers sealed off streets in working class districts in Manchester, districts that are populated in the main by people from Pakistan, by people of the Islamic faith. They blockaded those streets and arrested 12 students. Some people might have seen on the television in Liverpool, the police, armed police, arresting a student in broad daylight at John Moores University in Liverpool. This was part of what the British government did. They said that there was a massive terror plot that was aimed at big shopping centres in Manchester. They said Gordon Brown himself came on the television to announce that the British intelligence services had stopped a massive terrorist plot. And yet, within a few days, all these students were supposedly released. Released because there was no terror plot. There was no evidence against them. These students had basically been lifted and fitted up to justify an agenda set by the British government. But when they say these students have been released, no, they haven't been released. Only one of these 12 students had actually been released. The only one that had a British passport. The other 11, who were Pakistani nationals, were transferred into the custody of the Immigration and Border Service. They were then placed in Category A status in prisons. Category A being the highest security band there is for prisoners in this country. So first of all, let's just think about the fact that of these 12 students who were originally charged or accused of plotting a massive terror plot, one of them was actually released onto the streets. He was a British national. The 11 that were Pakistani nationals were detained in prison under Category A status. These 11 are now facing deportation as supposedly threats to national security. How can it be that the 11, who coincidentally are all Pakistanis, pose a threat to national security, and yet the one who has British nationality is allowed to walk the streets? Clearly there is no threat to national security, and what is being engaged upon is an act employed by the British government to justify what it did in the first place and to continue this facade that actually there is a terrorist based in Pakistan that are threatening British society. In Manchester there is now a campaign called Justice for the Northwest 10, in support of these students. Justice for the 10, because of the 11, one of these Pakistani students, intimidated by the fact that he'd been arrested and placed in prison, declared that he would voluntarily go back to Pakistan. And in fact, justice for the Northwest 10 is now justice for the Northwest 9, because one of the students was a widower. He had 3 children in Pakistan. He'd come to Britain to study, to advance himself so he could go back and care for his family. He was facing at least 18 months in British jails on the Category A status, a Category A status which meant that they're not even allowed to speak to their families on the phone in Pakistan. These men have been put into isolation. So Tariq, as he's called, has declared that he voluntarily will have to go back to Pakistan because he cannot face 18 months in a British prison while his 3 children are on their own in Pakistan. So now there is a campaign for justice for the Northwest 9, a campaign that has had protests outside Strangeways Prison in Manchester, where at least 4 of these students are being held, as they say, on the Category A status. In July, that is, they'll have been in prison now then for over 2 months. There will be a hearing where they are attempting to appeal against their continued incarceration. So I call on people to support the campaign. If you look at Fight Racism, Fight Imperialism, which hopefully everybody's got, on the back page there is a big article. At the end of it there is the website for the campaign. If you go on the website, there are plenty of resources there, petitions, news statements, etc. So I call on people to support the campaign as part of this campaign, not just against racism, but against the root causes of racism. The root causes of racism being imperialism, and for us, British imperialism. Fight racism, fight imperialism.